For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And Peter, we're joined today by Lisa Ludwig, Executive Director of Shakespeare in Delaware Park. And Lisa, I would have thought other theaters have furloughed everyone, given up leases, borderline going out of business. Now, keep in mind that Shakespeare in Delaware Park has performed in Delaware Park for 45 years, outdoors, for free, bringing in money by passing the hat. So they would seem to be the most vulnerable. How is Shakespeare still in business?
Well, we're very blessed. We've spent 45 years preparing for a rainy day because we're so contingent on weather. So we've always been worried what happens if we can't do a show. So we were not prepared for the pandemic in any way, but we were prepared for that. And we have a very small, lean staff. So we've kept all of our staff on and worked diligently to keep the community engaged like everyone did via social media and the internet and things like that. But we also, from the beginning, worked on how can we eventually perform live. So we had many different scenarios in place. If we can do it this way, we can do this, if we can do that. And it ended up now that we can at least do our touring show for 50 people. And after crossing every T and dotting every I, we're able to do 11 performances.
Well, I have a question. So the audience, all 50 of them at a time, can socially distance themselves. But what about the actors on stage? How are you handling their safety?
Well, actually, rehearsals took place for 2 months via Zoom. And we actually did some Zoom performances of the show as well. But as directed, the actors do remain 6 feet apart. And actually, we wrote in the script, they have face shields. So we wrote in a whole thing. Do you have your hand sanitizer? Do you have your face shield? We're 6 feet apart. Just again, making sure that the actors are safe and the audience even knows we're taking the safety aspect very seriously.
It seems in some ways that Shakespeare in Delaware Park took the pandemic and turned it into an opportunity. Suddenly you had a t-shirt with Shakespeare with a COVID mask. In fact, Peter's wearing one. And it seemed you simply used this as a challenge to become creative.
Yeah. You know, again, I hate to say personally, I'm a pessimist, but like I always prepare for the worst anyhow. Not thinking that this was going to happen, but our mission and our goal is to entertain people free and hopefully live. So we did. We just had to be creative. And we're blessed. We have 40,000 audience members every summer who are so supportive of us. And even with the t-shirts, we weren't going to do any merchandise. How do we do that, right? What are we going to do? But when creative came in and created a great t-shirt, we actually had to order 2 different batches of them because people were so excited. And now we even have a Shakespeare face mask that we're going to promote for people too. And
I'll need one of those.
Yes. We're just listening to our supporters and things that they want.
It seems too, though, that even before Black Lives Matter, you seemed poised to get out into the diverse communities of Buffalo, to diverse neighborhoods, and to people for whom getting to Delaware Park might be a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on and off with our touring productions, at least in my last 15 years. And it is nice because we can get to different places that might not even know about Shakespeare in Delaware Park, which you go, well, that's hard to believe. You've been around for 45 years, but there are some people who don't. Even though we're accessible to everyone and we're free, that doesn't mean that you can easily get there.
Now, Lisa, I do have a bone to pick with you. I got my copy of the Buffalo Rocket recently, and it talked about the Intermezzo series, but there were a lot of TBAs and TBGs, and then I went on the website, and it's kind of hard to find out. Have I missed my opportunity?
Yes and no. And I have to say, it was 2 months of planning, working with the city and with Olmsted and our other collaborators like Penn Dixie and Art Park and Freedom Run. So we couldn't announce the dates till all the protocols were in order, right? So as we all know, the protocols change daily, hourly, weekly, and we were following them all strictly. So when we finally got the dates in order, Peter, within 2 days, our 9 original performances were sold out. Keep in mind, we're going from 40,000 audience members a summer to 450. But we did just add 2 more dates, September 5th and 6th, an added 4 o'clock show at Art Park. But even by the time this airs, it might be sold out. So good news, we did tape the performance and we are eventually eventually going to have it on our webpage so that people can see it who weren't able to join us this summer.
But you can still get a Shakespeare surgical mask, right?
You can. You can get a mask. They're very cool.
And a t-shirt?
T-shirt. We have a couple extra. It's been very popular. And you look wonderful in it, Peter.
Thank you. Thank you.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.